This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know how many of you guys follow me on Facebook or Twitter, but I'm a big history buff, but there's tons of things in history. So I can't say I'm a World War II buff or World War I history buff. I like certain things in history, like medical antiques. So I'm really into medical antiques, and you see me on Pawn Stars bringing some of the things I've collected on there. I'm also very fascinated by vintage ads. Okay? And I'm giving a talk at Toro University of Nevada in a couple weeks on how things have changed, you know, with smoking and drinking. And, you know, I was looking up these vintage ads on how people would say alcohol is good for you. They would say smoking is good for you, keeping you slim, you know, that, you know, like Virginia Slims. Even sugar. I came across some ads from the 60s and 70s saying sugar is good for you and sugar is less calories than other things. So eat a teaspoon of sugar when you're hungry. This is kind of the BS that people were given years ago. Well, so I came across this one ad where it was kind of funny. It says wives in big letters, and I'm dating this possibly 1950s, based on what it looks like. And you guys could go on my Twitter or Facebook and see what you think. And this is an ad. It's not in good shape, but it's a picture of one. Saying, wives, look this ad over carefully. Circle the items you want for Christmas. And there's like a blender, a coffee pot, a toaster. Maybe it's 50s, 60s. Show it to your husband. If he does not go to the store immediately, cry a little. Not a lot, just a little. He'll go. And then they want you to circle the items you want. So they have these items. It's actually a brilliant marketing plan back then. Yes, it's sexist and it's dated, and women in my day and age now would be like, what the heck? But I have to admit, give women, wives, it had the big letters for wives. It was a great ad. I mean, you know, if you look back at that type of marketing, and we'll talk about that in a second, it allows somebody to circle what they want and then hand it to the husband. Husbands, look this ad over carefully. Pick out what you something want. Go buy it before she starts to cry. Now, of course, that is insulting. Okay, really, women would cry? And so I put on Facebook, if you guys see me crying in December, it's because I want my husband, you know, like, you know, to buy me, you know, a waffle griddle. I mean, okay, I am not going to cry for my husband to buy me something. Are you kidding me? Women didn't do that. Did they? In the 1950s, would they cry if their husbands didn't buy them something? Please. But, you know, when I look at the marketing of this, it's fantastic. You know, ads in the 1920s and earlier used to have a lot of text. If you look back at vintage ads, there was a lot of text. And you're looking at that and you're like, wow, well, that's, who would sit there and read all that? Well, back then, they would. If you had an ad back in the olden days, whether it was the 1800s, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, whenever print, you know, of these ads were starting to become more and more creative and colorful. You would need something that caught the eye, but you would not want to use up all the space with color or not color, with a picture, illustration. You wanted to get your point across, so there was a lot of text. A lot of it. And people would read that. That was entertaining. They would read the paper. They would sit there and read the paper. And so this was now where they started to add a lot more illustrations, a little bit less text, big, bold letters, wives. There was an ad I saw for a Volkswagen from the 60s. And I believe it said, I have to double check. I think it said something like, just in case the wife drives, or how you can tell if your wife borrowed the car. And I guess the car's all banged up. And, I mean, I'm sure guys might have liked that ad. You know, they thought it was kind of funny. And, again, really, did women get into that many more car accidents than men? I would think men did, because if more men were driving, I don't really get why they, you know, made a big deal about that. But I guess that's how they attracted consumers. And so I find it fascinating that here we are in this day and age where an ad will be like a Nike shoe and say, what is it, just do it? I don't even know the Nike ads anymore. Now that I saw Kaepernick's face, I don't really like to look at, you know, a lot of these ads. But I just don't get that ad, really. He's a hero. You're in the best country of the world, and you poop on it when you don't stand for the national anthem, and you're a hero. I have a big problem with Nike with that. I would have rather had a veteran. Just do it. Yeah. Show that Nike supports our troops and makes their boots. To me, that's pretty, you know, compelling. Not Colin Kaepernick, a crappy quarterback that wants to take a knee during the national anthem. That's not a hero to me. But in this day and age, when you look at ads, some of them don't even have words. If you notice, it's very visual. They're very quick. You don't really hear songs anymore. Nobody's doing the little jingles, you know? Coke is it, the bigger for she tastes. I mean, I could sing a whole song. I'd like to teach the world to drink, or whatever the words were. I love the Coca-Cola commercials. It'd be a song. Now, no. Now, you'll see a bottle. Maybe you'll hear some fizz. Nobody does jingles anymore. Nobody does. It's all about, it's almost like humans evolved, where if you want to get our attention, you have to just, you only get a second to grab our attention. In fact, what ads have to do is, since nobody, you know, watches live TV anymore, they have to have ads where when you fast forward through your DVR, you see the picture. It's crazy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a new name some of you guys have probably heard of in this whole Kavanaugh Ford circus that's been going on for the Supreme Court nomination. And the name is called Chad Luddington. Chad Luddington is now in the picture because he is Brett Kavanaugh's classmate from Yale. And he says the nominee was an aggressive drunk who lied under oath. Are you kidding me? So according to Newsweek, this classmate released a statement on Sunday alleging that the Supreme Court nominee lied under oath during his testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week when describing his drinking habits as a student at the prestigious Yale University. Chad Luddington said Kavanaugh provided a blatant mischaracterization of his drinking days at Yale. During a Fox News interview and at his hearing over sexual assault allegations brought against him by Christine Blasey Ford. Now, I don't know much about law students and people that later become judges, but seeing medical students, they like to drink. I mean, college students like to drink. Students in the education department, in engineering, in the arts, they like to party. And I'm not saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg got loaded in college, but I'm pretty sure that some of the other Supreme Court judges had some fun. Elena Kagan, Sotomayor, they look like fun gals. I bet at a party, they had fun. You know, they're very smiley, they're giggly. I may not agree with their politics, but the one thing I have to give both of those ladies is, I mean, they actually smile, and they look like they have some personality. You know, on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, you know, nobody ever, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I apologize, but she just doesn't really look like she has much of a personality. She never did. Sandra Day O'Connor, she looked like she had some personality. She looked like she had some sass. But you see Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, and they're just, I mean, just smiling ear to ear. They just seem to have some personality. So my guess is they didn't just sit home with the books. My guess is they did frequent a couple social events. This is what people do. Now, Chad Luddington said he was, quote, deeply troubled by Kavanaugh downplayed his drinking habits during his teenage years, adding that he, quote, cringed while watching his Senate testimony. Okay, so if anybody cringed during the confirmation hearing, that means that person should not become a Supreme Court justice. I cringe every time I hear a senator speak. Is that the barometer we're using now? He said, Kavanaugh repeatedly said that he liked beer, but never drank to excess or to the point where he blacked out. Testifying earlier in the day, Ford said she feared Kavanaugh was going to rape her during a high school party in 1982. A second accuser, Deborah Ramirez, has come out. The FBI has already talked to her, saying that he exposed himself to her. And Luddington said, the fact is at Yale, and I could speak to no other times, Brett was a frequent drinker and a heavy drinker. I know because especially in our first 2 years of college, I often drank with him. On many occasions, I heard Brett slur his words and saw him staggering from alcohol consumption, not all of which was beer. Okay, so he was sober while drinking with Brett, but he saw Brett slur his words. Okay. Luddington said on one occasion, Kavanaugh's drinking in an aggressive manner resulted in a friend being arrested. He said when Brett got... Yeah, but Brett wasn't arrested. When Brett got drunk, he was often belligerent and aggressive. He said, on one of the last occasions, I purposely socialized with Brett. I witnessed him respond to a semi-hostile remark, not by defusing the situation, but by throwing his beer in the man's face and starting a fight that ended with one of our mutual friends in jail. Let's say somebody back in high school or college got into a fight. Now, I don't know about you guys, okay, but the only person who I think I have had fights with has been my husband. Now, I don't throw anything at him. I don't hit him. He doesn't hit me. I may throw a stack of papers across the room. I may use some choice words. And he has gotten me mad. Absolutely. I can't reiterate some of the things I've said to my husband on air. I think radio and would be shut down for good if I repeated some of those words I've said to him. But I have gotten mad. Sober. I've gotten mad without alcohol in my system, does that mean I could never run for office or the Supreme Court? Because I yelled at my husband. And I got hostile. I got so mad at him one time, I made him sleep in another bedroom. I was like, you are out of here. Oh, my. I can attest that Dahlia was hostile. Well, we get mad. We get into fights. And here's the thing. If Kavanaugh did assault somebody with a beer, don't you think he would have been also thrown in jail? He said he started a fight that ended with one of our mutual friends in jail. Why wasn't the whole lot taken in? See, there's a lot wrong with that. So Ludington says he'd like to now talk to the FBI. The investigation was called for on Friday because Republican Senator Jeff Flake had a change of heart, saying he'd only vote to approve Kavanaugh's nomination if the floor vote was delayed a week in order for a probe to be conducted. Flake, along with Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, are the votes needed to decide whether Kavanaugh is confirmed or not. Ludington did not believe his former classmate's behavior as a young man disqualified him for the Supreme Court position, but Kavanaugh's misrepresenting his past could prevent him from being confirmed to the Supreme Court. He says, I do believe that Brett's actions as a 53-year-old federal judge matter. If he lied about his past actions on national television, and more especially while speaking under oath in front of the United States Senate, I believe those lies should have consequences. Well, thank you, Mommy. You know, people want to see this guy fry. He's a judge. He's a judge, so he's probably ticked some people off. And you have a lot of people Team Brett. You have a lot of people Team Feinstein or Team Ford. And this is the ramifications of this is going to be historical. If the FBI comes back saying, guys, this all was BS. No. We have now investigated the man 7 times. He was not at multiple parties being witnessed by the same witness. I don't know why she was there at multiple gang rape parties. And he was not in a gang rape train or he wasn't even at that party. If the FBI comes back and says that, Senate can move on. And it shows that the Democrats failed at trying to assassinate a character of somebody that wasn't along their political party. But I don't think the FBI is going to do that. I don't think the FBI is going to say they were wrong and say, you want to know what? We missed this 6 times ago. We're incompetent. And it looks like, yep, he did all the stuff everybody says. I don't think they're going to do that. What I think they're going to do is come back and say, in light of this new evidence, we need more time. And boy, would the FBI like to get back at Trump. So, we need more time. These allegations are very serious. And the 7 days was not enough. Well, then Flake is going, well, guys, I wanted 7 days, but I really wanted the probe. So we're going to get nowhere with this. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada. The deal includes a substantial increase in our farmers' opportunities to export American wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy, including milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, to name a few.
The president was then asked about the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy, because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that the risk of the deadly Ebola virus spreading from the Congo is now, quote, very high after two confirmed cases were discovered near the Uganda border. That's according to the World Health Organization. Now, this is a hemorrhagic fever. Its death toll took out 11,000. A couple years back, 26,000 people affected in the 2013 to 2016 outbreak. And it is now in northeastern Congo, and it is now larger than the previous one in the northwest and more complicated because there's a dense, highly mobile population, and on top of that, the rebel threat. And this rebel threat is so serious that some healthcare workers say they are operating in a war zone. And these health workers need to come in, vaccinate, triage, quarantine. That's hard to do when you have insurgents around that could possibly kill you. A deadly attack in Beni, the heart of Ebola's containment efforts, forced the work to be suspended for 2 days earlier in the week. That led to the World Health Organization Emergency Chief Peter Salama to warn that insecurity, public defiance about vaccinations, and politicians fanning fears ahead of the elections in December could create a, quote, perfect storm, leading the outbreak to spread. So where are we now? We have 124 confirmed Ebola cases, including 71 deaths. The previous outbreak in Congo's Equator province was declared over just a week before this one was announced. That one had 54 confirmed cases, including 33 deaths. Now, these little smolderings that happen sometimes take, you know, sometimes affect a few hundred people at a time, and we've seen them since the 70s. But as we witnessed a few years back, a few hundred cases can end up becoming thousands. And if they don't nip this in the bud, we're all in trouble. People even coming to the United States with Ebola. It's deadly. It's scary. They say this is the first time an Ebola outbreak has occurred in this part of the Congo. It's affecting the provinces of North Kivu and Ituri. Health workers have had to combat various rumors and fears about the disease. And the disease spreads via body fluids of those infected, including the dead. So when you do the ritualistic dressing of those who have died, and you aren't too sure what they died of, they died, and you don't put the two together that it was Ebola, and you aren't educated on Ebola, you unfortunately can then become affected. This whole outbreak apparently started because a child had gotten sick. And then the family members took care of the child, and siblings died, mom died, grandma died, and it went on from there. So, some patients have left healthcare facilities to seek alternative care. Some people want to get away from the danger of the rebels. One infected person moved into a, quote, red zone, where security is poor. Carrying out Ebola response efforts is extremely difficult, if not impossible. So they say the virus moved near the Uganda border after a woman who had participated in burials of Ebola victims refused a vaccination in Beni and then disappeared. She died on September 20th at a hospital in Tishomia on Lake Albert. The second confirmed Ebola case in Tishomia was the woman's partner. So the UN Refugee Agency said it was gravely concerned for civilian safety in North Kivu. That has the highest number of displaced people in the Congo, with an estimated more than 1 million people. So, 13,000 people had to flee their homes in the Beni area because of the insecurity, according to the refugee agency. Meanwhile, some 200 refugees from Congo are arriving each day in Uganda. It's a tiny fraction, but enough to possibly spread an epidemic. Uganda has had 5 Ebola outbreaks since year 2000. They are preparing to begin vaccinations as needed. The health ministry in Congo is facing its 10th outbreak. Already 12,000 people have been vaccinated so far, but I mean, we're looking at millions of people that live there. So, dangerous stuff, and it's scary. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A New Jersey man has died after contracting a brain-eating parasite. From New Jersey, Fabrizio Stabile, 29 years old from Ventnor, had been in the pool at BSR Cable Park in Waco, Texas. That's according to NewJersey.com. And Waco Tribune Herald reports the CDC is testing BSR Cable Park Surf Resort for Naegleria fowleri. That is a rare but highly deadly amoeba known as the brain-eating amoeba. Now, Stabile returned to New Jersey and began suffering a headache September 16th, according to the family's GoFundMe page. He tried to sleep it off, but it wouldn't go away. He attempted to sleep again, woke up later speaking incoherently, and could not get out of bed. He died 5 days later and tested positive with the amoeba a day before his death. Multiple test results for other bacteria and viruses had been negative and inconclusive. By the time he was diagnosed, it was too late to administer the drug. There has been only 3, I guess, it was a drug that was previously provided to 3 of the only 5 known survivors in North America. And the drug is not easily accessible, they say. So this brain-eating amoeba comes from warm, fresh water. And it's called primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. So basically, the amoeba gets up into your nose. And then it travels up your nose into the brain. It likes the brain. It's nice and juicy. It's soft. It's good blood flow. It's warm. because these amoebas like warm and they like wet. So it's a great area. The nose, it won't stay in the nose because it's dry. So it will crawl up, go into the brain, and then basically invade the brain. And by the time it invades it and infects it, it causes brain tissue swelling, kills off brain tissue, and you end up dying. And Stabile was a surfer, snowboarder, really active guy. So they're still investigating. Now, we're being told by USA Today that a portion of the water system in Louisiana has tested positive for the brain-eating amoeba. Andy Freeman, the operator of Silgo Water System, said residents in South Bossier Parish, southeast of Shreveport, may be affected. The Louisiana Department of Health conducted a random test of the system last week and notified the system of the positive result Friday. Silgo had purchased the water that tested positive for the amoeba from Bossier City. He has disconnected from Bossier City water and is now using well water to supply those customers. So, other testing sites did not have the amoeba. But Silgo Water System, which is what the residents use, right, was concerned about chlorine levels. So they started flushing the affected portion of the water Wednesday. The water system has been instructed to intake a free chlorine burn for the next 60 days. Now, the state has not issued a boil water order yet. So I know that freaks people out. There was somebody who had been using a neti pot, flushing out their sinuses years ago. I believe that was either in Florida or Louisiana. And they ended up getting the amoeba that way because of tap water, which is why we never tell you to use tap water to flush out your sinuses. It's crazy stuff. And usually these amoeba will enter the skin or they will enter through your nose. And entering through your nose seems to be the most successful way for it to get to the brain and kill you. If you swallow the water, we don't see people getting infected. And that would make sense because most of these amoebas that are there, they're probably in the water. And if it doesn't get up into your nose, you know, people obviously have been exposed to it and they haven't gotten hurt. Using those nose clips when you swim is, I think, crucial. And they say if you do swim in fresh water, you have to be careful of the silt that's at the bottom, because when you brush it up, that's what brings these amoeba higher. And then if you're dunked underwater, which people do, that's how it gets up into the nose. And it's scary stuff because this is so rare. But unfortunately, you know, we want our kids to play outdoors, enjoy the summer and the fall, enjoy nature. And these nasty things are out there. And even though they're rare, they're so deadly. And our medicines still aren't good enough, and our diagnosis still isn't good enough. Somebody from New Jersey is not going to be suspected to have this. But, you know, he had gone down to the south and unfortunately picked this up. Waco, Texas, not the most common place for this to happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNTeam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel is working the dials. So a new mom in Orange Park, Florida, claims her newborn son was mistakenly breastfed by a different woman. I hate when these stories happen, but they do. I mean, what the heck is going on? Joy Brown told News 4 Jax that a nurse at Orange Park Medical Center accidentally brought her son, Roman Phillips, to the wrong room following the circumcision. She was told the procedure would only take 30 minutes, but realized something was wrong when nurses in the facility returned him more than an hour later. At that time, the nurses explained to Brown that her child was mistakenly taken to another woman's room. That woman, who has not yet been identified, reportedly breastfed the kid for a few minutes before the oversight came to light. It was shocking, Brown said in the mix-up. All you had to do was look at the wristband and see that it isn't her child. Well, you know, the wristbands are starting to change. Didn't one hospital say they're not even going to put gender on the wristbands? So, the U.S. FDA warns that feeding a baby with breast milk that's sourced from another woman can present possible health and safety risks for the baby. Risks for the baby include exposure to infectious diseases like HIV, chemical contaminants like illegal drugs, prescription drugs that could be in the human milk. The donor has got to be adequately screened. However, back in the olden days, we used to, you know, feed each other's kids. I mean, I didn't, obviously, but, you know. In caveman days, whoever had milk could feed the baby. Usually moms were still pretty protective, but you had some moms that didn't make milk. So their baby would die if there wasn't somebody else with a lot of milk. Luckily, these women would make milk. The more the baby suckled on the breast, then the more milk should make. It's fantastic. I mean, natural process. It blows my mind how, you know, God made us and nature had created such a functioning system where we could feed our babies. Of course, we have to be fed. You know, moms don't take care of themselves. In order for you to make good milk, you got to be fed too. You know, you got to be doing okay. Using donated breast milk is not uncommon. And it is safe as long as the milk has been pasteurized. But the problem is the average woman that gives birth in another hospital isn't necessarily pasteurizing her breast milk. So Brown told the news station the medical center immediately ran tests on her son. Kids, it seems to be healthy. So, of course, the hospital is going to do anything they can to follow the family's wishes and support. That's a real big mess up. And again, you know, it's interesting because in the older days, people would say, all right, so my bad. Now it's like, oh my gosh. But I got to tell you, women, I could see that. I would be furious if somebody was feeding my baby. I'd be like, I don't know what you've taken, what you've done. And the reason why is it's a different world now. People do drugs. People drink alcohol. People, you know, they're not clean. I'm not saying in the olden days, you know, people were, you know, always showering, but I don't know what people have done. And it's frustrating to see something like this happen. All right. High blood pressure, the silent killer, isn't always silent. There could be symptoms of high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, we call it the silent killer because a lot of people, they don't realize their blood pressure is high. Meanwhile, it starts to affect the heart, it starts to affect the brain, the kidneys, the eyes. But some people will tell me that they feel their blood pressure being high, and I believe them. Some people may feel headache. They may feel chest pain. Maybe they'll have some trouble breathing, fatigue, dizziness. Maybe their urine output would decrease, blood in the urine, anxiety, confusion, vision changes. They may have pounding in the ears. They may feel weak. And a big thing is when you pee, you may notice that your urine be all bubbly. And remember, bubbly, foamy urine is protein in the urine. So if you have protein... Now, okay, when the urine first makes a splash, yeah, you'll get a bubble or two. But the toilet should be nice and, you know, calm and whatever. If you get up from the toilet and you still see bubbles, that's a sign of kidney disease. That means protein is being lost from your kidneys. The protein makes a bubble. So many people will say, well, you know, I don't feel it. I checked my blood pressure. I'm good. But if you have any of those symptoms, you're not good. Maybe your blood pressure is low because you exercised or you took your blood pressure first thing in the morning when you first woke up or whatever. Remember, your systolic pressure is the beating, the pumping of the blood. The diastolic pressure is your filling pressure. That's the pressure in your arteries between the beats. Both numbers are important. People say, well, you know what? If my top number is high and the bottom number is good, I'm good. No. No. Either numbers being high are bad. What is high blood pressure? It's now been redefined as being greater than 130 over 80. If your blood pressure is greater than 130 over 80, you have high blood pressure. It used to be 140 over 90. They changed it. They guesstimated last year that 42% of Americans are considered hypertensive. Almost 50% are considered to have high blood pressure. Why? Well, we eat too much salt. We drink too much. We just eat too much. And high blood pressure can cause heart attack, heart failure, stroke, kidney disease, dementia, eye damage, erectile dysfunction. So we need to get the weight down. We need to cut our salt. We need to cut the fat in our diet. Some people have even noticed cutting carbs. We need to sleep well. Some of us have sleep apnea. where we cut off our air supply in our sleep. If that's the case, you could unfortunately have high blood pressure. You need to exercise, you need to avoid tobacco, and you've got to limit your alcohol. Also, I recommend diabetes be checked, high cholesterol, low thyroid. If you have low thyroid, you need to be screened. Kidney disease. So, anyway, high blood pressure, not always necessarily safe. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In Georgia, a high school football player who was injured in the game has died. It was a severe brain injury. News outlets report Pike County High School student Dylan Thomas was hurt during the game Friday night, flown to a hospital in critical condition. He was hit in the second quarter of the game and then collapsed on the sidelines because his arm and leg went numb. So to me, it sounds like he had some swelling and possibly a bleed. So the mayor of Williamson, Steve Fry, tells WAGA-TV that Thomas underwent surgery to relieve brain swelling, unfortunately still went into a coma. He later died that night. So a fundraiser for medical costs and income has been started by Burgess. They've raised already about $24,000 as of this morning. And the student's name is Dylan Thomas. You know, I was watching football all day yesterday. And I know the Cowboys. Thank you. Thank you. So proud of the Cowboys. Day. It was such a nice fourth quarter, too. That was an amazing game. And I tell you, Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, he really has gotten faster. And so seeing him run, I think has definitely helped the team, even though we lost Witten and Dez Bryant and, you know, Bailey. We've lost a lot of good players. So anyway, I'm really, really proud of the Cowboys. But I believe it was during the Steeler game last night. Oh, Steelers got hit hard. But congrats, Ravens. They were talking about how, I believe, the daughter or the son of one of the newscasters plays fusion football. And fusion football is where you have these, I don't know if they're foam or if they're plastic, but they look like little, like, relay sticks. Small sticks. Small little, I don't even know what you would call them. And they're fluorescent colored, and they're on the back of the player. And so it's like, it's a cross between flag football and tackle, where you need to grab those little wands or those little batons and pull them loose. So you get a little feel of tackle, but you're not hopefully causing concussions. And you know, high school football, we talked about this, high school football is some serious stuff because these kids and parents see college football and it means to go to college in what how they play in high school. And then from there, they go to NFL. They could go to the NFL. So, you know, I was watching how, you know, parents are like, get back out there. And, you know, it's crazy how much emphasis is on, you know, football these days. But we love it. I love it. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.